Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate Finance Committee has advanced the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Health and Human Services Secretary. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon.
Do senators want their legacy to include disregarding basic health science and instead elevate conspiracy theorists? Making Robert Kennedy Secretary of Health and Human Services, in my view, colleagues, would be a grave threat to the health of the American people.
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who's also a physician, says he's backing Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but will keep a close eye on his actions.
I will watch carefully for any effort to wrongfully sow public fear about vaccines between confusing references of coincidence and anecdote. But my support is built on assurances that this will not have to be a concern, and that he and I can work together to build an agenda to make America healthy again.
The final vote was 14-13 along party lines. Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's pick to be Director of National Intelligence, has moved a step closer to Senate confirmation. The Senate Intelligence Committee voted behind closed doors Tuesday to advance Gabbard's nomination to the full Senate for a vote. Beijing takes aim at an internet search giant.
China is opening an antitrust investigation of Google, which in any event has only a limited presence in that country. At this point, it's not clear how the investigation will affect Google's ongoing operations in China.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. China also announced retaliatory tariffs on select American imports. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 134 points. The Nasdaq rose 262. This is SRN News. Being LGBT is not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November, and Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh, and he says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells International Christian Concern from about 2013 things began to change. SRN News. At least six people were injured in a shooting attack at a checkpoint in the Israeli-occupied West Bank early Tuesday morning.
The Israeli military says an attacker fired at soldiers at a checkpoint in the village of Tayasir. In a tense exchange, soldiers returned fire and the attacker was killed. Israeli media reports the wounded are soldiers and at least two of them are critically injured. Hamas and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group have praised the attack, but neither have claimed responsibility for it. Meanwhile, Israel has been carrying out an extensive operation in nearby Jenin over the past weeks to clamp down on what it says is military activity in the city. Soldiers and armed bulldozers have caused widespread damage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Former NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has returned to government in his native Norway as finance minister months before a national election. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.